The bipartisan group of more than a dozen U.S. House members paid tribute last night to Congressman Walter Jones, who represented Eastern North Carolina's 3rd Congressional District for almost a quarter of a century before he died last month. PRE's Valerie Crowder reports.
Those who worked with Jones remember him for his political courage. His longtime chief of staff, Glenn Downs, says Jones deliberately chose his conscience over his party on the issues of war and peace and the deficit.
He knew that if I do this, it's going to cost me this position. It's going to cost me this money. He could have had extremely easy reelections, millions of dollars in his campaign coffers going into retirement. But he forsook that because he did what he thought was right.
Jones faced primary challengers in the last 7 election cycles. His longtime friend and political ally, Rufus Edmiston, says despite the pressure, Jones never let go of his values and his principles.
There were times that Walter knew that taking position was going to cost him politically, and it showed every time that they had a primary, they sent the folks after him, but they never defeated him in a primary since he went to Congress. And they poured in loads and loads of money on him, but never defeated him because the people back home said, okay, Walter may not vote like we want him to all the time, but we know we can trust him to do what he thinks is right.
Edmiston says he and Jones often discussed these political challenges over monthly meals they had until Jones became ill in October. Edmiston says Jones even considered running as an independent.
That's when they were hammering him so badly in Republican primary, lots of money out of Washington being thrown at him in the race, and he thought about becoming an independent. Then he said, no, I'm going to stick with my party and do the best I can. Yeah, we sat in this office and talked about that on many occasions.
Jones became one of the first Republicans to break from the Bush administration's Iraq war.
He felt very badly that he had voted for that war to begin with, then saw the error of his ways and was the first to break with administration on it, and paid dearly for it, by the way, because he never got to be a committee chair because he would buck the party on it. But he still wielded a lot of power because of his longevity and his work on the Armed Services Committee.
Edmiston also remembers discussing with Jones his fight against the influence of money in politics. Edmiston, who served as the state's attorney general during Jones's time in the General Assembly, says Jones has always championed that cause.
He felt that Congress was corrupt in trying to squeeze money out of various contributors and lobbyists themselves by withholding certain legislation, by putting things in that people would want taken out, just all kinds of different things. And Walter thought that that was one of his contributions that he could make because he had that battle going in North Carolina when he was a member of our legislature here.
In his last 2 years of Congress, Jones voted against policies backed by President Trump more than half the time, making him the least likely Republican in Congress to vote with the president. Before Trump took office, Jones had a history of voting with Democrats. Congressman Butterfield says the veteran House Democrats all knew Jones well.
And so often we would look at the vote tally, and we would see that perhaps 2 Republicans voted with Democrats on an issue, and one would be Walter B. Jones, Jr., not because he was enamored with Democratic policies, but because he found an issue that we had in common.
Butterfield says Jones disagreed with Trump on more than policy matters.
Because if there's anything that Walter Jones, Jr. was not, it was arrogant. His father was one who believed in civility, and the arrogance and the lack of civility of the president and the way he tries to divide groups of people against each other, and his misrepresentation of material facts, I think Walter Jones found that to be unacceptable in his culture.
Primary election day is on April 30th, with early voting starting on April 10th. The general elections are scheduled for July 9th. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.